though, change your spirit, rattle your spirit for you to see things a little bit differently, to see things for what they are, to see things for what they could be, to see things for what God has called them into be. Amen. He said that he's called these things as if they were, so that we ought to walk into these things, that even when things come against us, amen, and things go not the way that we desire, that what we ought to walk for. Why? Because there's a world who is watching us. There's a world who's learning how to act from what? Watching you. Amen. And I'm just so grateful so to all of you all that are here on this morning. I know it's holiday weekend. Amen. And this is that last hurrah for many go out for the different various vacations. And we understand that. Amen. We believe in rest because rest is essential to the body. You must rest. Amen. Because if you don't rest, your body will make you rest. Amen. And we don't want that to happen to any of you. We're just so grateful to God on this morning for yet bringing us here yet to another month. Amen. As we are now operating in the month of September, whether you believe it or not, this year is almost is over halfway done. Amen. I call it September the month of gestation. Amen. And for me personally, the month of September is always one of those months that God just kind of shakes me. You know, I think about it. You know, I had a serious accident in September. I had almost three serious accidents in September. It's just something about September for me. In September, I started a 40-day fast that forever changed my life. In September, it's the month of what? Gestation, amen, that the baby comes full force. So it's just something about September. Those pains in September that produces for the rest of the year. I can't speak for the rest of you, but I know for me that September is one of those months. So I walk through September very carefully, amen, because I know traditionally for me, September has been one of those months that God has always protected me. He's always cared for me. He's always watched out for me, but it's always been something like, Lord, what else? Amen. I found out on last night, you know, we went to I had a class reunion on yesterday and went and touched bases with many people. Amen. And while we were there, you know, I was on my way back and, you know, we had a football game yesterday also, and I didn't go to the football game, but my brothers had went, and I got a call as soon as my son and I got back home on last night. We got back home safely that my brother was in a head-on collision. Amen. And we had just talked to him. You know, you never know. You know, we talked about it yesterday, the class reunion, that many of our classmates, and we're not that old, that are no longer here with us, amen. One of the ladies who was organizing the event, putting everything together for everybody, became deathly ill, amen. And just things are just happening, amen. This coronavirus is now making its second surge, amen. And we have people who, you know, the household of faith who are sick. We know people now who are what? They are fully vaccinated. They are still getting sick. In fact, they said one just checked out of here, amen. So nonetheless, what, at the end of the day, you know, we do what we can, amen. We do what we can. We listen to the laws of the land and we go forward. But at the end of the day, how many of you know that if God's hand doesn't keep us, if God's hand doesn't stay us, we are living in the end times, amen. That the Bible said there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be plagues and there will be nation against nation and race against race. There will be what? Men marrying men and women marrying women, and that they will what? Still be going forth in marriage. And the Bible said all these things would happen, but yet watch this. He said, but the end is not yet. So I'm here to tell you all today that what? The end is not yet. That all these things would come, but he said the end is not yet. But I'm also reminded that he told us that he would keep us. He told us that what, you'll be in the world, but you're not of the world. Amen. That what, he will put a hedge of protection around us. Do you not know that the enemy cannot put his hand on you without God's permission? The only way you can find yourself in that place is that what, you take yourself out of the will of God. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm almost already preaching. You can take yourself out of the will of God. Amen. So we're just grateful that God has kept us, and I pray that traveling mercy for those who are gone and those who are traveling and you're visiting your family or whatever the case may be. Please enjoy yourself, amen, and get back to us safely. Hallelujah. Also on yesterday, we were extended an invitation. The Safe House Church was extended an invitation to come and minister at the Greater Ransom Way of the Cross Church on September the 19th. That is not this Sunday, but the Sunday after that, the third Sunday in this month, we've been asked to come down there and give a service for the Greater Ransom Way of the Cross Church of the Way of the Cross organization. That's about 2 hours from here, amen. And I would be so honored if all of you all could attend. We are making arrangements that if you would like to attend, we would rent a van or rent a Sprinter or something like that, And we all, I think we should all go together. Amen. You know, we decide on a meeting place, and I ask as many who could come that would come that you would meet us there. We have a little time to organize it. The church will take care of everything. But I want you all to be able to come and you know, support me. Amen. You know, it's their Shepherd's Day. My understanding is their Shepherd's Day, and they asked me to come in and be that guest speaker. Their services start at 11:30, so you wouldn't have to get up extra early. Amen. You just come, and you know, we're thinking right now, preliminary, that maybe we'll meet at the mall, and you know, where we have parking will be safe, amen. And then we can all get on a van or a minibus, amen, whatever, and we'll rent that, and we'll just go down there and have a good time and enjoy each other as a church, amen. And then you know, get something to eat, and hopefully have you home by 3-4 o'clock. You know, I won't be long-winded down there. But if you don't know, that's home for me, amen. That is where I cut my teeth. That's where I grew up, amen. My grandfather was pastor of that church there for more than my lifetime, almost 50 some odd years, amen. And now Bishop Austin, that is also be my uncle, is now pastor of that church, just a newly appointed bishop there in the Wheeler Cross Church, and this is their Shepherd's Day. They observe all the COVID-19 protocol. It's a very large church, amen. So you don't have to worry about being on top of each other. I mean, the church holds about, I think, 800-900 people, amen. So you could be very spread out, very nice facility. And I'm asking as your pastor that as many of you as possible that you would go with us, amen, and support me. This is our first time being invited out as a church, amen. And we want to go over there and we want to give them a good service and celebrate Shepherd's Day with them. So I ask that you keep that in mind. Again, I think that is actually September. I'm going to give you a double check here real quick. I want to say that September the 19th. September the 19th. So next Sunday is the 12th, but September the 19th, there at Greater Ransom Way to Cross Church in Henderson, North Carolina. Like I said, that's about 2 hours north of here. So I ask as many as possible, put that on your calendar. And go celebrate them with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we in the month of September, and we talk about the month of September. I've been telling you all that the month of September for us is the month of the body. It's the month of the body that God has been dealing with us. We've been dealing all year. We've been working out in this space, reimagining God. We mean reimagine, not that we see him in that we make him up, amen. But what we're doing is seeing him in a different light, seeing him more than what we just seen him. Because many of us, we have a tendency when we come to God, we see him in one light. We have a tendency that I met him this way. I know him this way. I know him as a healer, and that's all I know about him. I know him as a provider, and that's all I know about him. I know him as a waymaker, and that's all I know about him. And we have a tendency only to see God in that vein. Let me break it down to you a little bit more. You know, it's just like when you meet a person, you know, I think about it. When people ask me how I met my wife, I can say, okay, I met my wife in church. Why? Because that's the first time that I had a serious conversation and a serious interaction with her was when we were in church. So every time now they ask me about meeting my wife, I said, well, I first met her in church. But see, after just meeting her in church comes a point in time that I got to know other parts about her. Amen. Because we spent time outside of church and to the point that we developed our relationship, and I got to know her as a friend, and then I got to know her as a girlfriend, and I got to know her as a fiance, then I got to know her as a wife, and then I got to know her as a mother, amen, then I got to know her as a caretaker. And do you see the levels of the relationship, how it grows over time? Amen. That the relationships that we have, they grow, but sometimes we get stuck in one spot. We only know them in that one spot. We only get stuck, and sometimes, believe it or not, brothers and sisters, we can get stuck in God we only know him in this one spot that, you know, we get stuck in a rut and we don't want to grow anymore. And what God is doing right now is he's pushing us as he's preparing us. Because I don't know about you, but you see the world, amen. Things are going down, amen. That things are going in a, such a situation as I was there at the family, I want to call it the family reunion, I guess it might as well be a family reunion. As the class reunion, and the other people were coming to talk to me, and they were saying things, you know, and they were whispering in my ear, saying, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, why don't you come and join me, amen. But what I'm reminded is that there will be a time. Oh, come on, somebody. It ain't got bad enough yet. It's bad. It's bad, but it ain't got bad enough yet. And what God has been doing is, I think he's been, what, stay in the church. I think he's been giving us time to get ourselves together, amen, so that when they come in, that we'll be, what, ready to receive them. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when you have a baby that, and you know, and all my mothers in here can attest that you get to a point and that your, as your body is changing, you know that baby's coming forth, that you get to a point, you do this thing what they call nesting. Amen. And what you do with nesting is that you're preparing for that child. That child is not there yet, but you're working and you're preparing things in anticipation of that child coming. Amen. So that when that child get here, that child has somewhere to go. That child has some food. That child has some clothes. That child has some diapers. That child has some child care and all these things. So what God is doing right now, I believe, for us Safe House Church is that he's preparing us, because there's going to be people who are going to come to us. They're going to know God this way, and they're going to know God that way, and they're going to know God this way, and they're going to know God that way. And see, we cannot be what so stagnant. We can be so not so inflexible that we only know God in this way. So what we tell them is that if you don't know God like this, you ain't saved. Oh, come on, somebody. I know, you know, you've been some places that if you ain't did it exactly like this, you ain't saved. I'm not sitting there trying to preach and tell you that there are many ways to God, because I don't believe that. However, that what there is, that sometimes God saved people in their houses. Some people believe, well, if he ain't speaking tongues in front of me, he ain't saved. Well, I watch and I see what you do, and I don't think you saved either. I watch your actions. I watch how you treat your wife. I watch how you treat your children. I watch how you not pay your tithes and your offering. I watch what you do and not so much what you say. They can go over there and they teach people how to speak in tongues now. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Just shame the devil on this morning. Because the Bible says that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you should receive what? Power. And when you receive power, that's the power what to change, amen. That's the power to make some different decisions. That you cannot just receive the Holy Ghost and be the same. Because he said, he that be in Christ, he be what? A new creature, and all old things are passed away. So how do you be in Christ and you still have the same propensity to do what you do? How could you be in Christ and still want to carry on the same way that you carry on? I question and I beg the difference that maybe you need to go back and get a second touch. Oh, sometimes you might need a second touch. There was a man in the Bible who got, what, the Bible said that, what, God prayed for him that his eyes were, that his sight be restored. And the first time he prayed for him, he said, I see men as trees. And God was like, that ain't right. And then he does what? He touches him a second time. And he said, I see men as men. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with getting a second touch. Sometimes you need a second touch. Some of us need 3 and 4 touches. Amen. But nonetheless, anyway, that God is still what? He is good. So as we go forth on this day, we want to talk about the body. So this series is called Skin in Skin Deep. Amen. Hallelujah. As I'm working through this series on this month, you know, we're keeping that same body theme. And we want to call this series, if I want to, for useful subject, Skin Deep. Amen. Skin Deep. So we will go through 4 different sermons on this Skin Deep. Amen. Amen. So would you turn with me to Philippians, the 4th chapter. We want to go to Philippians, the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. And we want to start at verse number 6. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse number 6. For those online, I think I can at least give you all that today. Hallelujah. As this thing has been kind of acting up today, you know, it's probably more user error than anything, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Oh, now you don't want to do that, huh? You know what? It's all right. It's all right. Let me see if I can share that screen with you. Okay. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Let me see if I can put that up there for you on the screen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And we're going to start at verse number 6. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse number 6. Amen. At least you all can get that this morning. I can't help the cameras cutting me off, but it's all good. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let me get this set up. Amen. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. All right. There we go. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 6. And it says this: Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Going back to that mentality again. He's told us to what? To think on these things. Don't dwell on coronavirus. Think on these things. Don't dwell on the health situation. Think on these things. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble that what? You don't understand that to get help, you have to give help. Amen. To change your thought, you have to what? Decide that you're changing your mind. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on and he says this in verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me have it flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but lacked opportunity. Mm-hmm. He says, now I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, and whatsoever state I am in, therefore to be content. Come on, somebody. Say content. Content. Hallelujah. Then he goes on, he says this. Then he says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Mm-hmm. You see, a hungry person, I chase things. But a full person, I know, you know what? I know when to stop. Mm-hmm. Then both to what? Abound and to suffer need. Now say this last verse with me, because we all know this one. And then he says, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Do you all not know that's probably one of the second most famous verse in all of the Bible that people know? You know, the first is what? John 3:16, right? But the second one is, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And it's amazing to me how people often quote that, but they didn't know all that part above that. And yeah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. If you're doing the part above. Come on, somebody. These things are predicated on what's before. See, we talk about it. No, I'm not an English scholar by any means, but you know, when sentences are structured, the story is structured, they give you a structure. There's this piece that happens to happen before, right? The pre-part, the appetizer. This usually has to happen before this can happen. Can Christ do all these things? Absolutely. Will he do all these things? Absolutely. But all these things are predicated on what? You keeping your mind right. Mm-hmm. Keeping your thought life right. Keeping your body right. Keeping all these things what? Right. Let's pray before I go into this. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, despite everything, Lord Jesus, they come, Lord Jesus, to frustrate us, to kind of throw us off. God, we are determined that, Lord Jesus, we're going to give your name the praise. We are determined, Lord Jesus, we're going to preach this word today. We are determined, Lord Jesus, we're going to give this to your people. God, we are determined, Lord Jesus, that we're going to go full, because we know, Lord Jesus, you told us to be content in all. You told us to be full, Lord Jesus, in all. You told us to both be hungry, oh God. But you told us also to remind us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Lord, I ask you, give us the strength on today, Lord Jesus, that this goes into the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God. That it marinates in them, oh God, Lord Jesus, that goes forth, Lord Jesus, that they leave this place today, Lord Jesus, thinking about this, Lord Jesus, and talking about this and rewinding this, Lord Jesus, over and over in their head, Lord Jesus, and know, Lord Jesus, that you are able, oh God, and this thing is more than just skin deep. And Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord, and we praise your name, Lord, and we give your name all the honor and all the praise, the glory and the power, Lord, for belongs to you and you alone. We ask you to do these things to others in Jesus' name, and everybody say, amen. Hallelujah. So, we've been talking about this body series, and in this body series, this overall series we call in Skin Deep. And if I were to use for a subject today, is don't let it get under your skin. Don't let it get under your skin. Don't let it get under your skin. In the chat, why don't you put, don't let it get under your skin. Here in the church, why don't you tap somebody and say, don't let it get under your skin. Because see here, brothers and sisters, Paul reminds us of some things that sometimes, you know, things come to shake our peace. Things come to get us off balance, and things come to throw us off, and things come to get us frustrated. But more and larger intact, what I find is that there's some things about the body that we may not understand. There's some things about the body as I researched and I read. And do you not know that the skin is the largest organ of the body? So if we're going to talk about the body, we have to deal with what? The part that's the biggest. Amen. Let's talk about the skin a little bit. I don't know about you, but what do you know about your skin? Do you not know your skin is composed of three major components? They call it the epidermis, which is the top layer. Then you have the dermis, which is that between layer. And then you have this last part they call the hypodermis. Amen. And the hypodermis, which is the other part of it. So what? These are the parts that make up your skin. Now, each part of those three parts have subparts under there, and they have smaller parts, and they have things that they do. And we're going to explore these parts on today. Now, I believe God has given me a message of this morning that we're going to deal with all these parts during the next couple of different weeks. But today, we want to deal with the epidermis. We want to deal with these surface things. We want to deal with the things that's the outermost to us. We want to deal with the things that we see. It's the things that we see sometimes that is bothering us. But I'm here to tell you today, don't let it get under your skin. As we see here that Paul has told us on this morning, and he's told us that we was going to get these things, that these things were going to come to us, but that all these afflictions were going to happen. But I'm here to tell you today, don't let it get under your skin. That what? Sickness is going to come. That's superficial because your life didn't get taken. Amen. That look, things are going to come. That tragedy is going to come. There's going to be sometimes some trouble on the job. Sometimes the money is going to be a little funny. Sometimes, look, things didn't operate the way you wanted. Sometimes the friend don't want to talk right. Sometimes the wife don't act right. The son don't act right. The mama don't act right. The daddy don't act right. That all these things are what? Small things. All these things you cannot let get under your skin. Amen. What do we find about our skin? Well, we talk about the epidermis. The epidermis is what? Based off three different layers. That first layer is that outermost layer. And what we find for the outermost layer, that it is what? Continuously shedding. See, when I'm looking at you, you ain't nothing but dead. That outer layer we see of you, that is death. As pretty as you all are, as pretty as my wife is, I'm looking at death. As pretty as some people are, we looking at what? Death. Do you not know your nails? Those are dead. That's why you can bite them and you don't feel them. You know, this hair, as beautiful as your hair is, and your mind been dead because mine is gone, amen. And as beautiful as your hair is and all this kind of stuff and the beautiful grays that God is starting to allow you to get in your later years, do you not know that's nothing but death? All the hair on your body, that's just the outward sign of your death. And people, I know sometimes we don't want to think about terms of that, but what we're walking around, we are literally the walking dead. But how many of you know that we have life in Christ? Because I'm more than what? Skin deep. See, since we're more than skin deep, what you got to understand is what? You cannot let this get under your skin. Because if you let this get under your skin, then what happens is under your skin is where your spirit lives. Oh, come on, somebody. And if you get these kind of things in your spirit, this is when you start to find yourself in trouble. The Bible said, what? We cannot dwell on these things. He didn't say it was a sin to anger, but it's a sin what? To stay in anger and act out of it. Why? Because it's gotten in my spirit. This is why what? Seeing the sin, what sin is fully conceived, what does it do? It leads to destruction because it's gotten under your skin. So I'm here to tell you today, don't let it get under your skin. What do you mean by that, Pastor? So that first layer of skin is continuously shed. It falls off. So that first one should be a reminder to you that what? You are changing constantly. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant fight between what? The flesh you and the spirit you. And we often say, whichever one you feed the most is the one that's going to win. Amen. And what we got to remember and realize is that we in this every day. This is why Paul says, I die daily. What's dying daily? That I'm shedding this skin of death off me every day. Just like you physically, when we take a bath, we say, look at that dirt. It ain't dirt. It's really what? Just skin. Is your body shedding that thing that was? The Bible says it like this. He said, he that be in Christ, what? Let him be a new creature. That means that you are new. So every time I go before God, every time I go for his grace, every time I go before his throne, I'm asking for what? The newness of him. This is why you can't let it get under your skin. So I want to tell you today, point number one today is that you need to exercise daily forgiveness. Not only just for you, but others too. Those who trespass, because there's going to be somebody in here who's going to do something. But I'm here to tell you today, you can't let that get under your skin. There's going to be somebody who might call you out of your name, but you can't let that get under your skin. There's going to be some people in here that's going to come to this church. They might actually offend you. But because you're here and you know what you're here for, you cannot let that get under your skin. See, sometimes we find ourselves in churches and places that some of us, look, we get offended so easily. I have been in that space. But that's the small things. We cannot let that get under our skin. We got to be spiritually mature enough not to allow these things to get under our skin. Because what? That skin is just going to be what? If the next day comes, it's going to be shed. It's going to be gone. So the number one thing, the epidermis, the first part of the epidermis is that part that's constantly shedded. So what God is reminding us here, that what we are to remember to walk in daily forgiveness. Every day you should ask God for forgiveness. Every day you should ask God to forgive you for something, because you've done something. Even if it was an awful thought, even if it was a thought that went astray, even if it was something you didn't think or see about, what, you've done something. The Bible says like this, we all fallen short of the glory of God. There's something that I've missed. And I acknowledge him that. So what I ask, after I praise him, I ask for forgiveness. I ask for thanks. I ask for thanksgiving. I'm asking for what? That part. To remove that. So just like you wash your body every day, the Bible says what? He said that way. They washed the spirit, washed them whiter than snow. What is that spirit doing? Removing that dead part of you. Removing that death part of you. Because the wages of sin is death. So what? When you sin, there's a part of you that's died. And I don't know about you, but do you want to walk around with death holding on to you? No, so what? You ask for forgiveness. And what does he do? The Bible says he's just to what? Wipe them away through his mercy and his grace. So what does he do? He washes us and he wipes that thing away from us. So that's part one of the epidermis. We talk about things that are superficial. This is why you cannot let this stuff get under your skin. Why? Because one day later, it's going to be gone. I've seen people offend people and do things to people, and they didn't really sometimes even know what they were doing. And you still dwelling on that thing, and they didn't forgot. And they going on, and here it is. You cannot go to the next level. Why? Because you allowed this to get under your skin. And since now it's under your skin, you cannot go any further. And now you're stuck in a rut. And I believe that God is reminding us and calling us to this, that we cannot allow these things to be what? Stuck and under our skin. Because if we do, then what? We'll not compel them to come. We'll be so offended and we'll be such in a place that we'll say, the heck with all of them. None of them know what they're doing. None of them know what they're talking about. Let's talk about number two part under the epidermis. The epidermis has a second layer under there. It's called the basal cells, amen? I know you didn't think you was coming to church to get a biology lesson, and I didn't think I would give you one, but this is how God gave it to me. And the basal cells are found right up under that first cell group that sheds. What does the basal cells do? The basal cells are the newness of life. So right under that when God is dealing with you and he's removing that, he's already renewing you. The Bible said this, what? Look, be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that reminds me that what? Daily, that my mind is to be renewed. So therefore, what? I don't allow this stuff to get under my skin. Because if this stuff get under my skin, then I'll be to a point that I cannot allow my mind to be renewed. And if my mind cannot be renewed, then that's dying too. Yesterday was yesterday. Walking around in unforgiveness and walking around in this stuff would pull us down. Remember, your skin is your biggest organ, so you're dealing with this stuff all the time. You're walking around in this all the time. So you have to renew your mind. Know that what God has extended mercies to us daily. Yes, you messed up. Get up and keep going. Some say, well, Pastor, I failed and I come when I get right. But that's your way of telling me that you're never coming back. Because the truth of the matter is, you're never going to get right. You need him to get right to stay right. And it's a constant fight. Paul tells you what? I prayed for this thing that's in my flesh 3 times. And he said what? But your grace is sufficient. So he's reminding me, what? Don't let this stuff get under your skin. It's superficial. What we're seeing with the coronavirus, this is just God, what? Shifting some things. I don't know about you, but in the middle of all of this, financially, I've prospered. Oh, come on, somebody. God has opened up door after door. There's been financial blessing. The government been giving us money. Come on, somebody. And if you're using it wisely, can I get some help in here today? If you're using it wisely, this is a time. The Bible tells us that what there was going to be a time that what was going to be the tail is now going to be the head, and which was the head is now going to be the tail, and that what we as believers were going to benefit from that if we stayed in his will. I believe that time to be right now. People have more now than they ever had. Some people have lived rent-free for a whole year. Ain't paying nobody no rent. And ain't gonna pay nobody rent. Gonna leave that man place. I'm not saying that's right, because I don't believe it's right. But then some of us have gotten check after check, and we threw a, as my granddad used to say, he threw a rock at a black snake. Ain't worked a lick. That's why they're having a hard time getting people to work. But for those of you, if you can take that and you can what, use it wisely. See, my wife and I've been preaching to you all, get out of debt, get out of debt. We almost there. So when this thing do turn around, I don't owe nothing but this. Or I don't owe nothing but that. Or I don't owe anything. Because when this thing turn around, they're gonna come. And they're going to remember, it's just like the ant and the grasshopper said, there was a time where the grasshopper played all summer long. But then the winter time is coming. I'm telling you all that winter's coming. Winter's coming, and since winter is coming, what? We have to what? Renew our minds. You got to change your mindset. We cannot have what we call the ghetto mentality. Ghetto is just not a black term, but it's what? It's a mentality of what? Of what? Just willing to do, spend more than you have. Oh, come on, somebody. To find yourself a place. God is setting us up. He's been setting us up from since this. So this coronavirus thing, yes, it's killing people, but what? He has a hedge of protection around you and I. So if we walk in by faith and not by sight, if we do what he's telling us to do, he's setting us up so that what? When this thing is done, we're sitting in a position of power. Do y'all not see the transformation of power happening? Do you not see how God is what starting to change, and people of God's grace and his mercy, he's putting us in position. And it's not about you, but we're there what for purpose. I'm not doing what I'm doing because of just I was great. Because the truth of the matter is there's always somebody better than me. But he chose me because what, he sees my heart and he knows there's purpose that he's going to give me, and there's an assignment there, and there's some people there that I am there to honor and touch. There's some people that, whose lives are going to be changed because I'm there. There's people's lives who change. That's why you're the supervisor, Carolyn. Because if they had someone else, they'd already be gone. But God has allowed you to have grace and mercy on them because he's working through you. He's working through you, Felicia. There's some people that would have been gone. They would have did less than you. But people see what you tolerate. And they're like, why? Because if it was me. Because they let it get under their skin. There's some things that happened to me on my job. And some would say, if that was me. Y'all hear them talk? If it was me, I would have did such and such. And child, that's exactly why you where you are. Because God has a plan. And he's taking us as believers. And what is he doing? He's maneuvering that thing. And he's working that thing. And you cannot let it get under your skin. See, I could have came here this morning, and I got here, Lord knows, I've been working on this sermon and working on what God has given me. Got here this morning and realized I didn't have the camera tripod. So one side of me was like, you know what? Let's shut this thing down. I get here, you know, people are a little late. I'm like, ain't nobody here. I'm in here by myself. Then I get up here and I pull the computer up, and now it wants to do a reboot and a reset. The internet didn't want to connect. Oh, that happened before y'all got here. And then I get in there, and then all of a sudden Apple Music now has deleted all my playlists that we've been building for 3 to 4 years. I don't have a playlist now, y'all. All the playlists I've been building for the last 3 to 4 years that we've been using for service, every single one of them just like, bloop, gone. And I'm like, we paid the bill. What is going on? So I don't know what's going on. So I came here really frustrated, but I knew the enemy, what he wanted to do? He wanted to shut my mouth. Because I got up this morning and I knew God had this thing burning me. My wife would tell you all, I got up, I ran 2-3 miles this morning. I ain't did that in weeks. Amen, because I just not had the time. I got up this morning, I ran, I came in, I got in here on time. And I get here and I realized, but man, I ain't got the lights. I said, okay, I ain't got the lights. So I said, well, let me go put up the camera. I got up there, I realized I ain't got the camera on tripod. Then I said, well, okay, well, at least we got the sound. Then I realized I don't have the sound cord. I said, okay, well, I can Bluetooth it, Lord. I am just determined I'm gonna have a positive minute after God seen the time where Peter would have let that get under his skin. And then when you all got here this morning, then I would have been in a mood, and then I would have been transferred this mood. And that's four people who are watching online who cannot see me, who are watching on Facebook, on YouTube or something, that their life may be being transformed. Even though they can't see me, they can hear my voice and know the power of God, that the anointing of God is there, that despite what is going on, despite where I am, despite how this thing is working out, that God is still good and he's going to work it in our favor. And I'm here to tell you today that we cannot allow this stuff to get under our skin. Because then we missed the opportunity to do what God has called us to do. So I could have thrown in the towel and told my wife, look, y'all turn around and go back home. But then I would have missed Carolyn coming in here. I could have shut this thing down and said, hey, y'all online, this is not working out today. Y'all can't see me. It is what it is. And I seen the time, and I know some people who would have done that. And I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody, but I'm here to tell you today that last month God did something for me where he was changing my mentality, amen. Because I understand it's the devil's job to make me to quit. And you know what I keep thinking about? You ever seen that little picture? Sometimes it's floating around Facebook. It's a picture of a man with a pitchfork, and he's walking up, he's been digging, like he's been digging for a long time, right? And all of a sudden, if you notice, it's like maybe two more swipes at the wall. There's a big diamond behind there. But you notice in the picture, he's put his pitchfork over his shoulder and he's walking out of the hole. And I ask myself, and I ask you today, how many of us is that us? That we were so close to it. It was so close to this church being full that some of y'all, if you come in, so close to being where God has called us to be. God is starting to open up doors. They invite us to other places to come and speak and share the word of God. That we on the internet, that we so close that now whatever God is going to allow to come, whatever comes in here is going to change this world. It's going to do that. People are going to be flocking and they're going to be like, no, I want to find somebody I know is real. I want to find somebody who's authentic because they know who authenticity is. See, when you know when you want something, you know exactly where to go to get it. And you know what? And when you know you want it, you don't mind paying what it costs. If you want a Fendi bag, you know you can't go to Walmart. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to go to the Fendi store, and it's not going to be on sale because Fendi costs what Fendi costs. They don't cheapen their product because you can't afford it. Either you step up to a Fendi price or you don't have a Fendi. And so many times, you and our brothers and sisters, that we continue to cheapen the gospel because we want people and we want numbers. But then when it comes time to find what they call the real McCoy, why did they call it the real McCoy? Because Mr. McCoy, when he made things, he made them so well. So when people say, is this a real McCoy? What they were doing was what testing the authenticity of the thing. Because if it won't from Mr. McCoy, I don't want it. They don't want some cheap imitation at the New York Chinatown swap meets. You can get you a Fendi down there. It ain't really a Fendi, it might be a Mendy. Amen, come on somebody. So when you get a Mendy and it start coming apart at the seams, and Mendy, you put Mendy against Fendi, you will see really quickly which one was Fendi versus Mendy. Come on somebody, are y'all with me this morning? See, the thing is, we see so much fake. Oh, come on, smile. I feel them this morning. That we see so much fake now, we don't even know the real thing anymore. I remember when I came up as a child, I used to service this thing called Bright and Early. And Bright and Early was our form of orange juice. And when I got the orange juice for real, when it had pulp in it, I was like, what is this? Not realizing I had the real thing because I've been fed the fake Kool-Aid bright and early so much that I had come accustomed to. So I wanted the fake, because I've been having fake for so long that when the real thing came along, when the real thing showed up, all I desired was the fake. And we have people today who just desire the fake. And I'm here to tell you that we cannot allow that to get under our skin. Because when those who are desperate, when those who want God, when those who want to seek Him, when those want to know Him in His way, when those want to know Him in His glory, when those want to be for real, when those want to get their lives changed, when those want to get out of debt, when those want to be baptized, I ain't got to beg anybody to be here. They'll come and you won't be able to get in. So this is why he tells us, he tells Paul, stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word. This is why he says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This is why he said the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but wait, you have to endure to the end. This is an endurance thing, you all, and everybody's not qualified to go. But don't let it get under your skin. Number three, and I'm going to get out of here. You see, this last part of the epidermis skin layer is this thing called melanocortes. I probably killed that. Melanocortes, right? And what we find with the melanocortes is this is the part that gives you your color. It's the part that processes melanin. Mm-hmm. The melanin, melatonin in your skin. Did I get that right, baby? Melanin, okay, y'all know Pastor Tongue kind of thick sometimes. And what it is, it gives you the color. What does this color mean? Do you not know the Bible tells us that He's called us out because we are a peculiar people? You don't supposed to be like anybody else. But we spend most of our time doing what? Trying to be just like somebody else. We dress this way because we see the movie stars. Mm-hmm. We wear this because it's trendy, and this is what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. So what do? We fix our hair this way, or we cut our hair this way, or we wear our tie this way, or we fix our car this way. Why? Because this person is the trendsetter. I'm here to tell you today that you are the trend. And when people come against you, like, why are you wearing what you're wearing? Because I'm a trendsetter, baby. Don't let it get under your skin. I've learned that, you know, have we often said that people say Martin Luther King was a drum major for justice. What do we know about the drum major? They are out front. They set the standard. And what God has called you and I to be as peculiar people is that we set the standard. I don't follow them. They follow me. I don't do what they do. They do what I do. And you cannot be afraid to step out. You cannot be afraid to walk out. So what God is telling us here is that what, as we're in that third layer, don't let it get under your skin. Why? Because you are peculiar. You're called out. You are wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. That what you are, what, qualified by Him. You don't have to meet anybody's qualifications but His. Because at the end of the day, He's the only one that got a heaven or a hell to put you in. He's the only one that got a place that, you know, He's set up eternally for you. Are y'all with me on this morning? So what? He's telling us that what? He's reminding me in that third layer of my epidermis, that surface part of me, that thing that I deal with on a daily basis, is that what? I am called out, baby. I think Ty Tripper made a song that said, stand out. We are made to stand out. He said that when He will put us as a light on a hill that cannot be hid. So why are you trying to hide you? Are you ashamed of me? He said, if you'll be ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you. I don't know about you, but I don't want Him when I need Him and I reach out to Him. That He said, well, I don't know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you because I was ashamed of Him. I mean, when you stand out, you don't have to go out here and scream on the mountaintop. You don't have to put on cotton stockings. You don't have to have dragging the ground and sweeping behind you. You don't have to pin a rose on your nose. You don't have to put a crucifix around your neck. You don't have to wear a collar. All you have to do is live the life. And you'll stand out. Why? Because everybody else is living like hell and you'll be living holy. All you gotta do is live the life. You ain't gotta preach it on the mountaintop. They are no. Because the Bible said what? And these things should follow them that believe. So when they see you blessed and they know you just a school teacher, when they see you blessed and they know you don't make more than $35,000 or $40,000 a year, but you live like you make $600,000. When they look at you and they know you 60 or 70 years old and you look like you're 45. When they look at you and you look 25 and they know you in their 40s because they know you their whole life. Oh, come on, somebody. These are the blessings of God. People say black don't crack. I'm telling you that God don't crack. Because those on crack look whack. And they look like it. But these are the blessings of God. He said what? And all these things shall follow them that believe. So what? Healing. It follows you if you believe. Prosperity. It follows you if you believe. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what did he say? And all, not some, but all these things I shall add unto you. That's your health, that's your wealth, that's your family, that's your love, that's your strength, that's your power, that's your job, that's your understanding, that's your uniqueness, that's your character, that's your color, that's your skin. So don't let these people get under your skin. If they don't like your style, Maddie, then you just tell them thank you, as you often do. You walk on anyway. Why? Because you set the standard. Now, some will ask, well, why do you wear a suit to the family? Because that's my standard. That's what I do. That's what they wear. That's fine. But I'm going to wear this. Does it make you stand out? Maybe it do, maybe it don't. But for me and my house, we have decided that we're going to serve the Lord. So you can't be walking around worried about what everybody else is doing. Because if everybody else jumping, you jumping too. You got to be willing to stand out. You got to be willing to be peculiar. You got to be willing to be different. Because what's going to happen is, at that day and time, we often say what? The definition of insanity is doing what? The same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if everybody else is doing that and you're doing something against the grain, if they want to leave insanity, what do? They follow you. So this is why you and I have to be what? We have to be secure in who God has called us to be. You have to be secure. So this is why I'm so grateful to God for the women's group that we have that is teaching you all to be secure in who y'all are. Why? So at some point, you're going to have your own ministry. You think you know? I told you all the Safe House, we train leaders. That's what we do. And leadership is hard. Why? Because it requires you to stand out. It requires you don't let the small stuff get under your skin. Because what happens when stuff get under your skin? You get infection. And when you get infection, you get what? Pain. And when you get pain, you get in your feelings. And when you get in your feelings, you make bad decisions. Name one time you made a decision in your feelings that worked out great. I'll wait. Maybe not too long, because we'll be all day. Then your decisions are usually not good ones. I'm feeling this car. But you see the oil leaking. But I like the way it look. What's that pink stuff? Oh, it's nothing. It's just Kool-Aid. Somebody dropped. Transmission fluid all around. But I like the way it look. Then you purchase it and you get down the road and the thing start hucking and a bucking. And you done bought yourself a lemon because you were feeling it. Not because you were using your head. I like this neighborhood. I like the way this house look. Well, it's $2,000 more than what you make. They'll afford to be here. Well, I'm going to walk out on faith, and I'm going to get it anyway. Is that faith or stupidity? Well, God said, well, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And he also said that a fool and his money should part. Who's the fool here? Are you seeing what I'm saying to you today? So, yes, it may be funny, but I want you to get something here. That God has called us, what? We cannot let this stuff get under our skin. So, today we just dealt with what? The superficial things. Because the epidermis is the top layer. But we're going to go deeper next week. We're going to go deeper because what? There's another layer in this thing called our skin, which is our organ, which covers all of our body, which is the biggest organ in our body. So, we have to deal with the biggest part first. And the old African proverb said, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. So we're going to break this thing down. We're going to eat this one bite at a time. So today we just dealt with the surface thing. So all week I want you to dwell and say, you know what, something comes that they come and want to get you, say, nope, I'm not going to let this get under my skin. When that person come to your office talking nonsense, nope, I'm not going to let this get under my skin. When the spouse thing got on your nerves, nope, I'm not going to let this get under my skin. When the children over there acting crazy, I'm not going to let this get under my skin. When the bills are acting crazy and you know because you didn't do your part, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not going to let this get under my skin. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to make a conscious decision. Do you all not know it's strategic? God is very strategic. He sent Jesus strategically. Because the Bible says, though, if the devil knew what Jesus was going to do when he killed him, he would have never killed him. So sometimes God does things well strategically, and sometimes he gives me messages that just plain as day that we can understand, but also has deep spiritual implications. Because some of us in here, and some of us here online, and some of us who's under the sound of my voice, you've been allowing this small stuff to get you thrown off. You didn't set up your man, I'm going to have a good day, and then your car done cranking. Now your whole day messed up. Mm-mm, don't let it get out of your skin. You determine you're going to do this, and you go in there, and the water don't come on right. Don't let it get under your skin. Why? Because it's these small things that lead to what? Infection. And when you get an infection, it causes pain. And when you're in pain, you hurt people. There's this saying that said, hurt people hurt people. And it ain't because you want to hurt people, but what? You've allowed some things to get under your skin that's now caused you pain. And now your reaction to that pain is that you act out in your feelings. I can't tell you how many times I've acted out of my feelings. Countless times. But now God has got me to another level of maturity. It says, even when you're upset, Peter, you don't have to be that way. Even when you know you've been wrong, you don't have to be that way. And I'm not here to tell y'all this is easy. This is hard work. But if we're going to get there, if we're going to go where God has called us to go, if we're going to aspire to be what God has called us to be, if we're going to do what God has called us to do, if we want to see them come in here by droves, we got to get to the point we cannot let the small stuff get under our skin. It's not the big thing. See, some of you thinking, oh, I ain't shagging, I ain't doing this. It's the small stuff that's killing you. The Bible said it like that. He said, it's the small foxes that destroy the vine. I'm going to say this and I'm done. Have you ever got a splinter in your finger? I don't know about you. I've gotten a splinter one or two times. I'd rather almost you cut my finger off than get a splinter deep in my finger. It's a small thing. It's just a little piece of wood that splintered off of another piece of wood. But that thing under my skin irritates you for days. That thing under my skin will cause an infection. That thing under my skin, if it's left there long enough, I may lose my finger. If it's infected, how could something so small cause something so great? And that's what I'm here to tell you today, to check your attitude and don't let the small stuff get under your skin. Don't let it get under the skin, brothers and sisters. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope that this word has been a blessing to you on this day. Hallelujah. Well, as we get ready to prepare to close, would anybody be open to prayer? Hallelujah this morning that God is good. Lord, he's just been so good to us. And I'm just grateful. I hope that this word has found you where you are, that God has touched you where you are, and that this has been a life-changing word. Amen. As we go on to next week, amen, as we continue our series, skin deep, amen. Skin deep. And I'm telling you on this week, don't let it get under your skin. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord Jesus, that you allowed to come today, Lord Jesus. I know it hit exactly where you want it to be, oh God. Even though, Lord, you asked me to practice what I preach, oh God, that I've gone through already what I'm preaching, oh Lord. I ask that you continue to touch your people. Strengthen them, oh God, Lord Jesus. Take them down the dangerous highways. Bring them back safely, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in any form or fashion, oh God. Be a hedge of protection around us, Lord Jesus. Allow, Lord Jesus, us to travel, Lord, to where we need to go, Lord. Allow me to travel to the places in South Carolina and things I need to do and go. Let me enjoy myself, oh God. Watch me keep our families, Lord. Take us to work and do all the things that we need to do. Bless us and keep us, oh God. Help us, oh God, Lord. Let's enjoy our time off. Lord, you let us be, Lord, you mindful of our resources, oh God. Let us have wisdom, Lord, you in our resources and how we do things and we go forward, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you. We praise your name, Lord, and we honor you on today. We honor you, Lord Jesus, not only in our bodies, oh God, but we honor you with our spirit, oh God. We honor you with our finances. So God, we thank you, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord Jesus. For Lord, you said all these things, Lord, that you would add unto us, oh God. Lord, you said press down, shake it together, run it over, that men should give unto our bosom, oh God. But it started with us reaching out first. But I said you touch, Lord, those who have given, those who have not, those who have given already, those who have given electronically, Lord, whatever the case may be. Ask you bless them, keep them, hold them, oh God, like only you can. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we praise your name, Lord. And ask, Lord, as we give the benediction, oh God, to help them to go forward, Lord. Hallelujah. As you do this and all these other things in the powerful name of Jesus, for we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. If you desire to give, Madison, can you get the offering plate, please? Those who are online, if you desire to give, amen, to the Safe House Church in this ministry, you can give, do so by just simply going to the Cash App, the dollar sign, Safe House Church GSO. Again, it's dollar sign, Safe House Church GSO. Amen. Any amount, we find whatever God has put on your heart to give. Amen. And then we ask that you continue to go forward. PayPal.me/ministry aid. That's PayPal.me/ministry aid. Amen. And then we have Go Old School, Finding Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Again, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Amen. We ask that God continue. Remember that we have prayer on each and every morning. I guess you all can take the morning off tomorrow if you want, but I'll be there. Amen. I will still be there praying as we normally do on each and every morning during the weekday. Amen. We'll be there at 6 a.m. I understand it's the holiday, so you know it's up to you, but I'm going to still be there. So if you desire to come in on tomorrow morning, we'll be there. Amen. We'll be there Monday through Friday as we continue to pray. Remember, also, I'm assuming Women at the Well, are y'all taking today or tomorrow? The Women at the Well, there will be no Women at the Well on tomorrow. There will be no Women at the Well on tomorrow. Also, on Wednesday night, we will still have our Bible class. So, you know, Bible class, come right on in. We'll be there. And then on next week, we will be right back here, if it's the Lord's will, here in Greensboro, 3113 Cedar Park Road, here in the beautiful city of Greensboro, where service starts at 9 a.m. And hopefully, Pastor will remember to bring the lights and the camera. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. You have an amazing day. Before we leave, we want to see there's a special request for us to pray for the kids in the school. So we're going to touch and agree on that. Oh, Lord, in the Father, Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, I ask that you look upon your children. Continue to watch them and keep them, oh God, Lord. We know Satan desires to sift them with wheat, oh God. But Lord, let this not get under our skin, oh God, Lord. You continue to protect them, keep them, help them, Lord. You let them wear their mask, oh God. Strengthen and keep them, oh God, Lord. Keep those who want to harm them away, oh God, Lord. For we had shooting after shooting this week, Lord Jesus, but you protect us, oh God. You strengthen every believer's child, oh God. You strengthen all those children, oh God. Bring them to the foot of the cross that they know you in your way, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you and we praise your name. And we ask you to do all these things to others in the powerful name of Jesus. As you're on your feet, amen, on your feet, I'm on your feet as we get out of here on this morning. God bless you all, love you all, who ask you, watch them and keep us and strengthen us in Jesus' name, amen. For we know this one thing, we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you all, love you all, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. For God is good and his mercy endure forever. Have a good one. Bye-bye.